All right. Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and we got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on the line. Got our owner, David Sandoval. It's our Meet the Owners call every Wednesday night. You can expect to get some fantastic health, wellness, and product information. And tonight's call is the 10 reasons that people gain weight. Obesity is a big part of our culture, unfortunately. We got two-thirds of all Americans are either overweight or obese. And so before we can talk about weight loss, we got to talk about weight gain and what those reasons are, why people are gaining weight. And so good thing you're on the line tonight, because David Sandoval is going to share the 10 reasons why people gain weight. So I'm going to turn the call over to our owner, founder, the creator and formulator of the 10-Day Transformation, David Sandoval.
Well, good evening, David Litt, and good evening, everybody out there in Purium Land. It is really, really, really exciting time for me because I am first and foremost, I'm about the knowledge, I'm about the education, I'm about the products, I'm about the science and the history that goes behind the products and the understanding of metabolism and physiology and understanding you. And just to let you know that we're not about products only, that we are products driven by knowledge. And I think that that's something that David Litt could write down, products driven by knowledge and products driven by integrity. And so those products are a result of the knowledge that I'm going to share with you tonight. And the reasons we do, the things that we do, in the way that we do them, are a result of the knowledge. And so I'm so excited because I get to do PHP Academies and I get to share, you know, basically 10 to 12 hours of solid, hardcore curriculum. That's like going to class, a 45-minute or an hour class, you know, in school probably for at least a month to get that much information. And so our reasons why people gain weight are so very, very important. If you don't understand why somebody got into the problem that they're in, it's pretty hard to help them get out of that problem. There's no cookie-cutter solutions, but there are things that are applicable to everybody. So in no particular order, I want you to write down some of these reasons. You don't have to write them down if you don't want to, but take note of them. Some people are overweight, or they believe they're overweight because of genetics. So we're going to get back to that. Are people overweight because of genetics? They believe they're overweight because of genetics. And we're going to get to that, okay? And then, believe it or not, some people are overweight because they diet. And so dieting could be a reason why people are overweight. And then another reason, this is number three and number four. This is number three, and that is a lack of exercise or no exercise. The next would be the food choices. Like, you know, it's improper eating habits. It's not so much that you eat a lot. It's just that you eat the wrong things. Again, not so much that you eat a lot, it's that you eat the wrong things. And then the next thing is, in my opinion, it's oftentimes touted, but I want to take umbrage with it. So this did not make my list of the top 10, but it's one I want to talk about because it's TV. So I'm going to get on with my list and I'm going to go through every one, but a lot of people think that television is a reason why kids are not fit, and I don't think that's true. And the reason why is because I got into the best shape of my life by watching television. And here's the reason why. Every 10 minutes, they have a 3-minute break. And in that 3-minute break, I would design 3-minute workout routines. Really awesome 3-minute workout routines. And I would do one every time there was a commercial break. I would pause the TV, and I wouldn't let myself start watching again until I had finished my commercial workout. So I have something that I call the commercial workout or the commercial diet, where you simply take advantage of the fact that you are going to watch TV. And instead of turning off the television and going outside and doing something you really don't want to do, if you really don't want to do it and you won't do it often, get into the habit of commercial workouts. And then also get in the habit of watching high-quality television, Nature Channel, Discovery, some things like that that talk about, you know, science and nature and things that you could find useful. Or something just absolutely entertaining so you could laugh. It doesn't matter. For whatever reason, you are stuck in front of that TV, whether it's your favorite sports team or whatever it might be, your favorite comedy, the movie that you rented. Well, every time, create your own breaks. If you're renting a movie, if you have a DVD, create your own breaks. Anyway, I digress. Let's get back to our list. So we had genes, we had dieting, we had lack of exercise, we had eating the wrong things. Number five is sleep. Lack of sleep. Now, we're going to get back to this, but lack of sleep is number five. Number six, believe it or not, is pharmaceutical drugs. Number seven is intestinal bacteria. That's right, intestinal bacteria. Number eight are hormones. We all know how that could affect this. And then number nine is that we have fake food. We have food that appears to be food, and uneducated people eat more of the food that's available, but it's really not food. And I'll get into that in a minute. But there's also portion sizes. We eat more, and there's more food available. So that is number nine. And then number 10 is stress. Okay, so number 10 is stress. Now, some of these are related. You might say, well, stress and sleep are related, or dieting and, you know, and bad food choices might be related. But they each stand on their own in a big way. And so, first of all, I need to explain to you that during the PHP Academies, we go into each one of these in vivid technicolor. I mean, really absolute detail. Tonight, we're going to go over each of them, not quite in as much detail, but I want to share a little insight about each of them with you and give you an idea of the quality of education that we do have when you choose it at the PHP Academy. And so, first of all, genes. Now, this is something that I find to be half true. You see, there are people who are genetically larger than other people. There are people who are the same height but come from different genetic backgrounds. And they may be the same height and the same age, and they could even eat the same food. And one of them is going to be heavier and larger because genetically they have a bigger heart, they have bigger bones, they have, you know, growth plates in their body that dictate that they're going to carry more flesh, more muscle. And muscle is heavy. And so weighing more and being larger cannot be confused with a genetic predisposition to being fat, though. Everybody who is alive today has the exact genetic predisposition to be fat and obese. But there are different genetic predispositions for size. So while genes may be blamed for being overweight, everybody's genes express the overweight, or what we call the thrifty gene, exactly the same. And we're going to explain that in number two, dieting. But first I want to explain that while genes do express the size your body will be, they do not express how much fat your body will have unless it's relating to what we call the thrifty gene. And the thrifty gene is directly related to number two, and that is dieting. You see, throughout history, you've all heard me tell this story, we went from feast to famine. During the time of feast, our bodies put on a protective layer of fat. During the time of famine, our bodies burned off that protective layer of fat in order to keep us alive. Modern day dieting does nothing more than trigger a gene that says, when I go long period of times without eating very much, I know that I should burn fat. And this is what we call dieting. But genetically, it's known as starvation. Now, when we believe we successfully lost that weight because we went on a, quote, diet, or our body thinks we're dying, once the thrifty gene has been expressed, once the thrifty gene is triggered, it could do one thing and one thing only. The minute that you start eating again, it will trigger the thrifty gene. You will survive in a very thrifty manner on very few calories, even though you're eating a lot. And your body will take all of the excess calories and store them as energy, meaning fat. So if you go a long time without having much money, and you suddenly get a job, it makes sense that you're going to save as much money as you can, knowing that you may lose your job and be without money again. Your body lived through the Depression. Your body is thrifty. Your body's not going to go and spend all of the new calories. It's going to save them. So genes do impact everybody equally because we're all alive today, because our ancestors survived the famine part of feast and famine. And they thrived and put on a healthy layer of fat in order to survive. And every time we diet, we're going to trigger the thrifty gene and thus cause us to put on a protective layer of fat. So dieting is obviously one of the reasons we gain weight, because it triggers the thrifty gene. Of course, our 10-day transformation does not do that. It creates total cellular satisfaction. But that's another explanation for another time. Our third reason is no exercise. Now, no exercise is not a good thing because we need about 1 hour of activity a day in order to trigger our fat-burning metabolism. So we need 1 hour a day to trigger our fat-burning metabolism. It does not have to be at the gym. It does not have to be super strenuous. It simply needs to be activity for 1 hour. And lack of getting that activity will cause our body to actually have very little reason to burn calories. You need your body to burn calories. 1 hour of activity a day will trigger that. And that's very simple stuff. Improper eating. I know people that eat very small meals, and they eat very little, and they eat like birds, and yet they look like ostriches. You know what I mean? They eat like hummingbirds, and they look like ostriches. And the reason why is because the food that they're getting is not actually nourishing their body. And the fact that the food they're getting is not nourishing their body is actually causing their body to experience stress. And so your body gets so thrifty, so used to living on so little food that it actually increases the stress hormone. And when you increase your stress hormones, and many of these are related to that, then your body tries to protect your organs. And when your body tries to protect organs, then it puts a protective layer of fat around the organs. So if you get too skinny because you don't eat very much, you actually could get pear-shaped because your body wants to create protective fat around your organs. So one of the reasons for gaining weight is actually stress that's created by poor eating habits. But more importantly, even though people may not eat very much, the things they eat may be full of sugar. They may be full of carbohydrates. And those empty calories, even though you're eating a very small portion, that may be candy, it may be, very rich foods. So just how much you eat doesn't mean you're going to be skinny. Simply portion control without answering to quality of the ingredients and quality of the food is not going to get you the results that you desire. Now, believe it or not, sleep and lack of sleep also triggers stress hormones. But more importantly, it is during deep sleep that we experience our greatest lipid metabolization. In other words, our body will burn more fat while we're sleeping than at any other time except for during a certain phase of working out. And so sleep is important for two very good reasons. One, sleep reduces the stress hormone that causes us to put fat around the organs. But sleep also triggers fat-burning metabolism. Now, if you don't get the proper amount of sleep and you're under stress, your body will not get rid of fat. So in our transformation, we purposely include the apothecary, which is proven to dramatically improve the quality of deep sleep, the quality and quantity of deep sleep, and thus improve your lipid metabolization, reduce stress, thus stop the stress hormone from keeping fat on your organs. Now, did you know that pharmaceutical drugs are actually clinically proven to add between 10 and 15 pounds to you. Now, some drugs don't, but most do. Most pharmaceutical drugs add 10 to 15 pounds, and if you're taking 2 to 3 pharmaceutical drugs, and they pack 10 to 15 pounds each onto your body, then you're looking at having 10 to 45 pounds of excess weight simply because you're on pharmaceutical drugs. Now, remember that being overweight causes a number of health issues, which creates the vicious cycle of going back to the drugs and gaining more weight. So pharmaceutical drugs, one of the reasons we want to reduce our reliance upon them is because they trigger a vicious cycle of weight gain, health issues, drug use, weight gain, health issues, drug use. They've got you coming and going. Now, at the PHP Academy, we teach you how to talk to your doctor about drugs, how to talk to your doctor about medication, how to talk to your doctor about getting off of those, reducing those, but you have to get your doctor involved. We don't play doctor. Now, the next thing, in addition to pharmaceutical drugs, do you know that there's a gut bacteria there's unfriendly bacteria in your gut that love sugar, that love carbohydrates, and they actually have learned to reprogram the signals that go to your brain, and they make you crave those things. That's right. The good news is that those anaerobic bacteria are smothered out by green juices and bitters, which stop those cravings and reduce those bacteria colonies. But bacteria in your gut that are fed by sugar and friendly, and super fast-burning carbohydrates and empty calories, these bacteria have now been scientifically proven to send signals to your brain that demand you to feed them. And that's not a good thing. They're hijacking your hunger signals. You need a good green drink to alkalize, to oxygenate, and to shut down those cravings. Did you know that hormones, whether it be menstruation, whether it be menopause, whether it be hypothyroid, there's a number of reasons hormonally, like the very DHT, the stress hormone we spoke about. So getting rid of stress hormones, balancing your estrogen and your testosterone levels, reducing stress hormones, eliminating the signs of menopause, All of these are possible through naturopathy. Do you know that they blame poverty for people being overweight? And I don't believe it. If you're poor, you could plant a garden. If you're poor, you could eat lower on the food chain. If you're poor, you could cook a bag of beans and rice. Poverty is never an excuse. Poverty is not an excuse. So it did not make my list. But you know what did were emotions. But let's get to portion size first. You know, portion sizes have really grown, but here's the real truth. It isn't just the portion size. It's the quality. It's the fact that we need to measure our foods not by the size of the portion, but by the number of calories to nutrients. Do you know that I have all-you-could-eat meals that I encourage you to enjoy? That means that if you want your stomach full that you barely have room to burp, that I'm okay with that if that's what you need once in a while. They include my cabbage stew and chili bean soup and a number of other high-quality meals that are so nutrient-dense and so low-calorie that the more you eat, the better it is for you. So if you want to feel that full, if you just need to feel satisfied, I've got those meals for you. And they're all very inexpensive, very inexpensive. And so those emotions, that denial, that just fear that you're not going to get enough, that you're never going to have a full belly again, that you can't have all you want, all you could eat, we could satiate those emotions by knowing that we find food that is delicious, that we find food that is nourishing, that we find food that is satisfying, that we find food that we could totally mack out on, make total pigs of ourselves if that's what we want to do once in a while, just to know that we can, and we will not be hurt by those foods in any way, shape, or form, except for possibly the aforementioned burping. So we could get rid of those emotions, those stress hormones in a few different ways, but hormones do play a big role, a very big role. So we have stress and we have portion sizes and we have hormones and we have bacteria in our gut and we have pharmaceutical drugs and we have lack of sleep. And we have not working out enough, and we have improper food choices, and we have the fact that we diet, and we have genetics. But here's the bottom line on genetics. People tell me being overweight or type 2 diabetes runs in my family. And I say, no, it doesn't. They say, yes, it does. I say, no. Bad food choices run in your family. Overeating runs in your family. Using too much sugar and things like that. Cakes and cookies and pies run in your family. And when you change that culture, you see, there's something I learned about in school called religious socialization. It meant that your parents are usually the same religious background because that's what they've been socialized to, and their parents are usually from that same religious background, and you will probably be from that same religion. You will probably choose, not every time, but most of the time, 80, 90% of the time, kids choose the religion of their parents. Well, guess what? It's because they were raised in a household where that was practiced. But guess what is practiced in most households way more than religion, and that's food. Not religious culturization, but culinary socialization. You eat the way that you ate at home. So it isn't diabetes that runs in your family. It isn't obesity that runs in your family. It is bad eating habits and celebrating with food that runs in your family. So my name's David Sandoval. You've been listening to just a little tiny itsy-bitsy sneak peek of what we cover during our academies of learning, because I want you to have so much knowledge. And if you don't know every reason why people gain weight, if you don't know the reason and how you can help them, how you can help them address each and every one of those reasons, if you don't know what Purium products are and how they were designed to address these issues, then you've got an opportunity to do that. You've got an opportunity to tune into these calls and also to join the PHP Academy. So if you're interested, email us at trydaveswey, T-R-Y-D-A-V-E-S-W-A-Y. And like I said, we barely gone through the list. We didn't get into each one of them in the depth that we can. Each one of these is a 10-minute subject minimum or more. And that's the type of in-depth education that I want you to know that our products, our policies, our purpose, our programs are based upon. So David Litt, if you're still out there, I want to thank you for hosting the call. I want to invite you to unlock the lines and give our family, our Ohana, our people, the Purium people, an opportunity to spend 1 minute together with a hello, a woohoo, an aloha, a mahalo, an arrivederci, an au revoir, whatever it is. Let's just spend 1 moment together, as is our tradition. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.